Hello and welcome to episode 39 of the Music and Arts Center podcast. I am here with...
Caleb.
Paul.
Dakota.
Cassandra.
Caleb.
And my name is Cade. Hi, everybody. We have a topic for today. We're going to be talking about animals, what we like, how to take care of them, and maybe some animals we don't like. Let's start with Caleb. What's your favorite animal?
Turtles.
Why do you like turtles?
Because they're flobbery and...
Slobbery?
No, they're flobbery.
Flobbery. What does flobbery mean?
Like they're flopping around.
They flop around a little bit? Do you like sea turtles or land turtles better?
I like sea turtles best.
Sea turtles? You ever seen one?
Yes, I've petted one.
Actually. You petted one? Nice. Was it at a zoo or...
Nope.
Was that in the wild?
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. I went swimming with one once. It almost touched me. I was in Hawaii, but it's illegal to touch them because you can get them sick. But it came up next to me, and it was pretty cool. They're big. They're bigger than you'd think they'd be. Yeah. What about you, Paul? What's your favorite animal?
A blue pit bull.
A blue pit bull. Do you have one?
I used to.
You used to? What was its name?
Cooter.
Cooter? Nice. Was it a good dog?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. All right. Dakota.
My favorite animal is the shark.
The shark.
Great white shark.
The great white shark. Why do you like the great white shark?
Because they're strong and mighty.
They're strong? That's true. They're pretty powerful. Pretty scary. Would you ever swim with one?
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay.
Hopefully it's trained.
Trained? A trained great white? Sure. What about you, Cassandra?
I like little baby puppies.
Puppies? Like any puppy? Yeah. Any type of puppy? You ever see a basset hound puppy?
My grandma's dog used to have a puppy and they had babies.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to keep one? No? They gave them all away. What about you?
I like chickens.
You like chickens?
Mm-hmm. Because they're cute to hold and then they help you lay eggs. When you eat the eggs.
Do you like eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have something to add on to that.
Okay.
You can't lay the eggs.
The chickens
lay eggs, yes.
Yeah, the chickens.
Yeah, the chickens lay the eggs and then you eat them or let them hatch. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what came first, the chicken or the egg?
The chicken.
Scrambled eggs.
Egg.
Scrambled eggs.
Chicken.
Okay, why the egg?
Because they come from the egg.
Because they come from the egg.
Wait, no. Oh. The chicken. The chicken.
But how does the chicken? But how'd the chicken get there?
Because the mom
and
dad.
Boom. The mom and dad. Very confusing.
Why, Lord, why?
It's scrambled eggs.
It's scrambled with eggs in it. I don't get it.
The chicken is scrambled because it's all confused, like you are, and it lays eggs.
I don't get it all at all.
Scrambled eggs. It's a like, scrambled chicken, probably
so
scrambled
chicken
eggs.
So chickens help boil eggs.
I have something to add on.
What's up?
Chickens also have nuggets and fingers.
They have nuggets and fingers. It's true.
Nugget fingers? Yeah,
because they're hands.
Their
wings.
Chicken fingers.
Sweet and sour sauce.
With sweet
and
sour sauce, yes.
Do you have something,
Paul? We should stop not killing... I mean, not.
Wait, what?
Really, I think we should just start eating the chickens, not the eggs.
So, not the eggs? Just like eating the chicken later?
Yes, like, after you cook it.
After you cook it. Well, I would hope you'd eat the chicken after you cook it.
Yes,
that's good. All right.
Please don't endanger our many species. They can be helpful by many things if you just trust them and train them.
It's true. I just I read a story the other day that manatees are no longer endangered. There's
what are those?
Those are those big kind of like sea cow looking things.
I know what manatees are.
Yeah. What's up?
We shouldn't, okay, orangutans are in danger.
Mm-hmm.
because they're like getting their fur away from them, and then because you know how when people get their fur and make jackets.
Oh,
out
they're
of
making
them?
They're making jackets out of them. Mm-hmm. Mm, okay.
So people are putting purses in boxes,
oh,
donations,
okay.
And then they made 343,000 dollars for the orangutans.
Dang, so they're endangered because people are poaching?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
This is about snakes.
Snakes?
Whenever you see...
Snakes! Is anyone afraid of snakes here?
No.
Yeah? You too? You too? Why don't you like snakes?
Because they're creepy and they bite you and they kill you, but then they eat you.
The babies are cute.
The babies are cute? But not the adults? They can be dangerous, that's
true.
Kind
of like Gila monsters.
Gila monsters, those are also, they're like, they have,
They're, the most poisonous lizard in the world. The other one is, the other one lives in China. Or like, Mexico.
China water dragon.
No.
Is it the Komodo dragon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have something to talk about the snakes. You know, like king snake.
The king cobra.
King snake.
Okay.
The king of the jungle.
The king snake, when it rattles, it's not really a rattle on its tail. It's smacking its tail against the grass and that's what causes it to rattle. And a rattlesnake, it actually has plates on its thing, so it can actually rattle.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Must be very
and
annoying
the
sometimes.
And snake's eyes, if it is like an oval and it's thin, mm-hmm. with like a pointy thing, then that means it's poisonous. And if the eyes are just round, then that means they're not poisonous.
Okay.
Are you looking at my diamonds?
Your diamonds. Oh. It's all good.
The soles of your shoes.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for the tip. I'll use that next time I go camping and see a snake. All right.
It's only one type of snake.
Only one type of snake. All right, got it.
Yeah,
well, you heard it here from Caleb. The next time you see some snakes, make sure you know which one's poisonous, which one isn't. We're going to wrap it up here today for episode 39. Thank you for listening. Bye.